Hello and welcome. The ongoing pandemic has brought the importance of health and healthcare to the top of the hierarchy of needs. The role of insurance has moved from a priority to necessity. How much health insurance do you need? What is the right policy in the light of the COVID-19 situation? Such questions keep coming to your mind. To discuss the issue, we have with us Deepthi Bhaskaran, a renowned personal finance journalist. I am Anamika with you, welcoming to the program Financial Vaccination, our podcast that helps you to achieve the financial well-being for a lifetime. This program is brought to you by Manipal Cigna Health Insurance. Welcome to the program, Deepthi. How are you?
Hi. Thanks, Anamika. I'm good.
Okay, ma'am, let's start by asking you a very basic question, that what is the significance of health insurance in a financial life? Is it an investment or an expenditure?
Anamika, I think that's a great question. And I would like to think of health insurance as an expense that, if you incur, makes for a great investment. You know, from a pure financial standpoint, buying health insurance reduces your tax liability as the premium that you pay qualifies for a tax deduction. You know, the reason why the government gives you this tax nudge to buy health insurance is because not only does medical expense have a surprise element, you know, in the sense that it may come unannounced, it can also be catastrophic, impacting your net worth significantly. So having insurance to pay for such unforeseen or high impact expenses helps.
So Deepthi ma'am, as a journalist, you have closely tracked the industry. So what do you think is happening to the consumer behavior in terms of health insurance? Has health insurance changed in the post-pandemic world?
Well, I definitely feel there is greater traction for health insurance in the post-pandemic world. Insurers have launched COVID-specific policies that was bought very widely by people, sensing an imminent threat. You know, it's the fear that sort of made them buy these policies. It would be now great to see some of these customers staying back with the concept of health insurance by buying regular policies that pay for hospitalization expenses under all circumstances and not just COVID-specific policies. I would say consumers are now beginning to think of healthcare expenses very seriously, and the industry needs to realize this latent demand by reducing information asymmetry. This means offering not just simpler, more comprehensive plans, but also a strengthening of sale. You know, customers should know what they have bought. They should be made aware of the fine print, benefits, exclusions, everything in the policy. And then they should be made to declare the status of their health with full honesty so that there are no shocks at the time of making a claim.
So moving forward with the next question, they say that health insurance is a family matter. Why is it so?
Yeah, so Anamika, a medical event, you know, can happen with any member of the family, right? But it's the entire household saving that can get impacted, worse, can get completely wiped off if it's a catastrophic medical event. A medical emergency can be very traumatic, we all know that. But what can add to this trauma is the lack of funds. You know, it's therefore important to look at health insurance not as a financial instrument meant only for the working member of the family, but it's a product for the entire household. It's therefore said that while an earning member of the family needs life insurance because, you know, you have dependents, you want to protect them in case of your death, health insurance is needed by everyone. So when you buy a health insurance policy, ensure you have your entire family covered.
Absolutely correct. And it is very important also that while buying health insurance, we have to know that why we want to buy anything, rather it's health insurance or while investing. So my next question to you is, what are some of the things to keep in mind while buying health insurance? I think this is the most important question in this episode.
Definitely an important question. And it's important to sort of have a very strategic approach to buying health insurance. Now, you know, to start with, ensure that you have a personal health insurance plan. Many people feel that, you know, my employer's provided me health cover. I don't need more. I don't need anything else. But you need to understand that if you change your job or at the time of retirement, this thought process can leave you completely exposed. It's therefore better to have your own personal health insurance policy. But this is just the first step. The second step is to figure out coverage. When I say coverage, means how much health insurance do you need? Will a 2 lakh cover suffice? Will a 5 lakh cover suffice? Will a 10 lakh cover suffice? Now, there is no, one size fits all answer. How much you should buy will depend on many factors. Factors such as where you live, your preferred medical network that you will access, the size of your family, right? So keep all of these things in mind when you buy health insurance, especially when you're buying a floater policy that insures the entire family as one unit. Because, you know, a floater policy, if one member makes a claim on that policy in a given year, the amount reduces by that much on the entire unit, on the entire family. Therefore, ensure that you are buying enough adequate coverage. Step three would be to buy a policy that's comprehensive. When I say comprehensive, it means fewer caveats by way of sublimits, co-payments, deductibles, caps on expenses like a cap on room rent, etc. So buy a policy that does not have these caveats. It would also be nice to look at the claims data of insurance companies. You know, this data is not widely available. You will have to do some due diligence, go to insurers' websites, access their public disclosure, look at their claims data. But, you know, if you are buying a health insurance policy, and like I said, it makes for a great investment, do take out some time to, you know, do this due diligence. And finally, step four would be to get maximum coverage with minimum premium. Because please understand, you're paying this premium not just today, but every year. And every year as you age, your premiums tend to go higher and higher, right? So you have to ensure that when you buy the policy, it is bought with a long-term game in mind, right? So a floater policy can be very economical for a younger family, or one where the age gap among family members is not very huge. On top of this, a top-up plan can ensure you increase the coverage by paying lesser premiums. Other than this, you can also consider a comprehensive critical illness plan that pays a predefined sum for critical illnesses that can add as income supplements, you know, to support loss of income.
Okay, absolutely well said, ma'am. And I think it is very important for all of us to know that why buying health insurance is so important, because as we all know that sickness can harm anyone. Rather, it does not see who is elder or who is earning and who is not earning.
That's right.
Yeah. So before going to the next question, first of all, ma'am, happy International Women's Day to all of us.
Thank you so much, and same to you.
Because this question is actually related to all the women out there. And my next question to you is that health insurance is important, yet fewer women are covered. Why is it that? And also, what should women look at while buying health insurance policy?
Okay, I think one of the main reasons of this underinsurance of women is because of their representation in the workforce. And the second biggest reason would be to view health insurance as a matter of finance, and, you know, therefore entrusting this job either to the spouse or to the parent. You know, even now, there is some hesitation among women to be financially in charge. And by the way, this despite the fact that women tend to be excellent budget keepers. We know this because we've seen our mothers keep family budget intact, right? You know, I feel this hesitation then results in ignoring important financial matters that includes being insured as well. But like I said earlier, medical emergencies come unannounced and do not pick a gender.
Absolutely.
So in fact, if anything, given the longer life expectancy of women, they need healthcare for a longer period of time. You know, making health insurance an absolutely must. So it's important for women to have health insurance, and more than that, they need to be aware of the policy, what the policy entails, the benefits, etc., etc. I can't stress this enough that women should take an active role in matters of finance, which also includes insurance. Now, in terms of what they should look at, you know, the market now has many customized plans for women. You know, there are policies that even cover maternity expenses. But, you know, when you look at these customized plans, you need to understand the pricing of these plans. For instance, when you look at maternity expense, often plans will price maternity into the premium that you're paying, right? Over and above that, these expenses tend to be capped. So when you are looking at customized options for women, ensure you do a cost-benefit analysis where, you know, you look at the coverage and the pricing. But you need to have health insurance. And like I said earlier, go for a comprehensive plan with fewer caveats.
Well, that was a lovely insight to discuss and know more about financial well-being with Deepti Bhaskaran. Thank you so much, ma'am, for being with us on the show.
Thanks, Ramita, for having me.
So you heard that health insurance zaruri hai. An adequate health insurance cover gives you the much needed peace of mind and keeps you and your family clear of financial burden for life. Stay protected, stay healthy. After all, health hai to life hai.